that's some activities were there. Often what we do in, I don't know if you've heard other curriculums yet, you probably do also flight activities, where you talk about flying things. So these are some activities I try, again with the same sort of thing. I'm going to demonstrate and get you to predict what's going to happen in each case assessment. No, Fred, I won't make you do public. If I was to do this, I'm going to drop these two papers. I want you to predict which one is going to hit the ground first. That one or that one? That one? Most people are saying which one. Does anyone want to say, I know you know? what would be the reason? If you were predicting this one, what would be the reason? I see some people going like that. Let's try it and see. Okay, and then we'll ask. It did, but it was maybe a bit more complicated than you expected. But you notice there that initially that drops much quicker. Why is that? What is happening here that makes that drop quicker? And this drops slowly. Air resistance. I mean, the air gets in the way there and resists the passage of that. You know, this time I'm going to compare this and that. Okay? That one? Everyone is confident. Okay. And you are right. So I say, if I do that with children, they will always predict that. That's fine. They know this drops quicker. I'll say, why? They say, then it's heavier. Then I'll say, but it's the same with the paper. There's a confusion often between heaviness and compactness or density. There's often a confusion about that. And so that's also a good talking point. If we talk about heavy, what about those two? Okay? Definitely that one. What if I do that? What would happen then? Just have a think in your mind what you think. Any thoughts? I'll do it again if you like. That's usually a surprise. I don't know if it was a surprise for you. Anyone want to say why the paper drops? Or should we try the variation? What do you think that will happen if I do that? I'm starting to play with ideas. I work with classes of primary school children, and sometimes they say, well, what would happen if you stood up on the chair and do it, and drop it from higher? So I go, well, how do you do this? I do this, and drop it down there. And again, you can see all of these interesting things happening about what happens is that this pushes the air out of the way, and this is in what we call a slipstream or carries behind in the slipstream of this. And if you do that, it gets caught up in the turbulent air coming down underneath. And so there is a lot of interesting experimentation that we can do with that activity. But you can see the predict, observe, explain mode of operating there. Let me show you this. What I've done is to, there is a pattern I'll show you. Very easy. Do you do this in Hong Kong? I don't know. Have you seen these?